Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us in Montana. And, you know, Rich has been spelling out very clearly what is going on and how many things are wrong with America. And if you listen to the news, if you read the news, I'm talking about the dinosaur news, the one that really lies. You'll learn or you'll hear that inflation is, you know, no inflation, hardly at all. It's an absolute lie. If you look at auto parts, I'm going to talk about hidden inflation for just a minute. I'd love to hear Rich's comments. Talk about hidden inflation, inflation that you can't really see. It's not that obvious unless you really pay attention. Well, if you bought auto parts from a company called O'Reilly, or AutoZone, and I know this for a fact because I have. In the past, those many of the parts that you would buy would carry a lifetime guarantee. So if it failed, you'd get a new one. That's wheel hubs, bearings, water pumps, starters, alternators, shock absorbers, suspension parts, steering parts, all kinds of parts, lifetime guarantee. Well, that's pretty much gone. Now it's been replaced. If you buy the typical parts that would have a lifetime guarantee, it's now 1 year. 1 year warranty. That's hidden inflation. Okay? Because it, first of all, the parts are substandard. They're hardly ever as good as the original parts that came with your car. Now, it used to be back in the 1970s when I was racing cars, you would want to buy aftermarket parts because they were better than what GM or Ford or Chrysler put on the cars. The aftermarket parts were better. Now the aftermarket parts are worse. So the original bearings might last, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years, and the aftermarkets might last 2 years. And that's one of the reasons why they pulled the lifetime guarantees, because they didn't last very long. But they kept the prices the same or higher. So that's hidden inflation. Here's another example of in-your-face inflation, though, this time. Mobil 1 oil. Mobil 1 oil, if you buy it at the Chinese factory outlet, is just under $8 a quart. Y'all hear that? $8 a quart for engine oil. If you have a 5-quart crankcase, that's $40 plus tax, and tax for engine oil. We haven't put the oil filter on yet, and we haven't done any labor yet. Just for the oil. So I just wanted to share that with you, that if you think there's no such thing as inflation, I'm telling you that's not true. I every time I go to buy something that I have to have that's made in the United States, it's way more expensive than it was the last time. Way more expensive. I was looking at ratchets. You know, a 3/8 inch drive ratchet, you know, to spin nuts and bolts. Well, I'm really particular about some of the ones that I used in the past. Back in the 70s, in the 60s, I bought brand names like S.K. Wayne. Now it's traded as S.K. S.K. Wayne is what it used to be called. And a few Craftsman ratchets, not many, because I didn't like that they had coarse teeth rather than fine teeth back then. Husky, I really liked Husky. And I have a ratchet that was made back then. It's a flex head ratchet. And I looked up, you know, if you go to eBay and you say flex head ratchet 3/8 inch, 3/8 drive, vintage, meaning from the 60s and 70s, it'll be like $50, $60. If you want to buy a Snap-on, used. If you want to buy a Snap-on brand, it'd be like $130, used. So if you're thinking that there's no such thing as inflation, that is absolutely, positively not true. How did a used ratchet that's 60 years old end up costing $50 plus shipping? How's that possible? That's inflation. So if you want the good stuff, it's expensive. Now you can buy cheap Chinese stuff. It's less expensive. You can buy a new Chi-Com ratchet. Chinese communist Chi-Com ratchet for $15. But if you want that real good vintage one, $50 used plus shipping. So I just wanted to share with you that inflation is absolutely, positively here. Rich?
How much time do I have?
The rest.
I can give you the 5-minute version or the 25-minute version.
Let's go for the full version.
Okay. Super. You know how much I love talking about this stuff. Basically, folks, what inflation is meant to do is meant to create an illusion of wealth for the majority of people. When you look at how money supply has grown versus the working population, it's totally rigged. There's a major disconnect. And you look at, let's just take food for example. Look how the packaging has gotten smaller. Look how the dollar has been devalued. Now, Vince, you'll agree that I've spent a ton of time over the last few years talking about inflation and deflation. Now, it's all different. I state that we're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment, but inflation is still high because of the money printing and the way the illegitimate Keynesian economics and corrupt monetary policies with the central banks are creating this. And inflation is different for every region and every lifestyle. Like where I used to live in the metropolitan area of New York City, inflation is a totally different calculation than what I would use in Montana living off-grid. Now, that being said, inflation is basically an increase in money supply, the simplistic version. So inflating the money supply out of the blue, out of the thin air, for a medium of exchange for whatever it is, brings down consumer confidence. And you throw in Keynesian economics and group identity politics, you start talking about what value, what are we producing, and I talked about these repo rates, you know, and QE. I even mentioned a little bit today. There's a lack of liquidity and velocity of money in the system. The banks don't trust each other. The banks are going broke, so they're doing this repo rate repurchasing, and they're printing money by the billion, sometimes $100 billion per day. So that's all hidden inflation because that money goes into the system and usually goes to bail out the banks, to bail out Wall Street.
Did we lose Rich Sheehan? Yeah. I'm looking at the status of the connection. We're connected, but Rich Sheehan's gone, so I'm pretty sure he's going to call back, Jason. Okay? Jason, you show that I'm connected with about a third of a second delay? Okay, great. Okay. That was Nathan. Okay, very good. So let me take it while we're waiting for Rich Sheehan to connect. So we're talking about illusion of prosperity. Pier 1 Imports, you've heard of those guys. They've been around for decades.
The events are back.
Yes. I just mentioned that the illusion of prosperity. Pier 1 Imports is going to close up to 450 stores among bankruptcy fears, Pier 1. So they had, you know, a lot of inexpensive items, furniture, that kind of thing. They're going down. Borden's bankrupt. And how about this? You know, college students who are looking for financial aid will sign up for FAFSA. That's how it's pronounced. I don't know where they came up with that acronym, but F-A-F-S-A. And they're finding out that in the fine print to sign up for government assistance for college tuition, they have also registered for the draft. Yeah. And so now male college students are trying to cancel their financial aid so that they won't be drawn into the Middle East as targets because they decided to sign up for government assistance for tuition for college because college is so expensive. And here's what it says. And listen very carefully, please. Quote, this is the this is how the draft works and the role of FAFSA in signing up for selective service. Quote, any person assigned the sex of male at birth who is between the age of 18 to 25 is required to register for the draft. Eligible citizens are required to register within 30 days of turning 18. Immigrants must register within 30 days of entering the U.S. If someone who is eligible for the draft has not yet registered, they're generally unable to get federal financial aid for higher education. FAFSA offers applicants a way to register for the draft in the aid application. Those who are ineligible for the draft exemption and who fail to register are not granted federal financial aid, according to the Federal Student Aid Handbook. Draft exemptions include males currently in the armed service and on active duty, not including members of the Reserve and National Guard who are not on active duty. Males under the age of 18, at the time they complete their FAFSA, non-citizens of the U.S. who came to the country after turning 26 years old, and transgender males. And it goes on. The bottom line is you probably signed up for the draft if you completed the FAFSA form and have received financial aid. Now, check it out yourself if this involves you, and make sure you read it thoroughly, because it's possible we could be going to war. That's back to you, Rich Even.
Thank you. I don't know why I was disconnected. Actually, I do know why. Probably the powers that be don't like what I say because I try and stick up for the little guy and basically show a lot of the corruption that's going on with the system. But anyway, going back to inflation, folks, I've given detailed shows on how central banks print money out of thin air, fractional reserve lending for the banks, and the welfare for the rich in the form of stock buybacks. So when you have stock buybacks and you have companies putting money, often via debt by selling bonds, not for expansion, new products or services or research and development or even people and new employees, but to boost earnings per share, not to mention acquisition and mergers, you are basically having a fixed amount, a finite amount of goods and services. And if they're not increasing, which means the price will go up through this
fall. It has.
Yes. And I'll mention a few more things.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. Talking about inflation again, you know, there's a lot of hidden inflations, you know, with the expansion of or the decrease of the containers for food, the money printing out of thin air, the fractional reserve lending to basically keep the corporations and banks afloat, and especially stock buybacks, which is, in a sense, welfare for the rich. Now, inflation for the bottom 93% regarding needs versus wants, pretty much everything that's a need is going up for the little guy. So that being said, you know, when we talk about inflation, we got to talk about interest rates. Now, interest rates rise. If interest rates rise because of legitimate economic growth, that's good for stocks, that's good for equities, that's good for everybody, but we're not getting legitimate economic growth. President Donald Trump inherited so much corruption, so much fraud, that we don't even have an economic situation that runs on supply and demand. It's running on money printing, whether it be from the Fed and the central banks, monetizing debt via the Fed. The real rates of interest are really negative when you look at it from an investment perspective. The money you would get, or the money you do get, versus the interest you get for investing it. So if rates rise because of inflation, credit collapsing, the bond market is falling, they can't sell bonds, you know, that's not going to be good. That's usually heads towards a collapse. But the whole system is so phony. And I've done, Vince, you can verify this, I have spent hours on the air talking in great detail about the unit of measures and calculations regarding CPI and inflation, regarding unemployment, regarding gross domestic product, and how nothing matters anymore. Nothing's real. Deficits, debt, nothing matters. Everything is fixed. Everything is rigged. Now, we've had 91 months in a row of increased home prices, mostly suburban, urban, while taxes and insurance are going through the roof, and wages, for the most part, are going down. Savings are going down. You remember Lagarde said, oh, it doesn't matter how much you have in savings as long as you have a job. Remember that? That's called control, okay? And debt's going up. And this is why we always talk about a solution is moving rural, buying land, growing food, raising animals, maybe hunting and fishing, maybe harvesting natural resources for things like heat and food and other things on your property. Because the whole system is phony. Here's an article right here. Elizabeth Warren is a millionaire who's received tons of money from at least 30 billionaires over her political career. Now, this is common sense, folks. I'm not being condescending here, but do you really think that when someone goes into Congress, becomes a millionaire for doing nothing, for receiving money from 30 billionaires over her political career, do you really think she's representing the little people? No, she's representing the elite. Warren's net worth is somewhere in the neighborhood of $12 million for not producing anything. Well, she did produce. She is Pocahontas from the Hiawatha tribe. So who knows? Maybe she'll get recognition of another Native American tribe. Of course, I'm kidding. You know, we've gotten to the point that when everything gets so rigged, so corrupt, and so filled with fraud, it's almost hard to even talk about definitions. When markets and fundamentals, fair value, leverage, and we have solvency and liquidity issues, and people don't even know the difference between inflation and deflation, and everything's over leveraged, and valuations don't make sense, and GDP is fixed, and debt's through the roof, core businesses of corporations don't even matter anymore. Free markets and supply and demand and velocity of money and profits are literally words and phrases that don't have definitions. So, for the little people, because of things like you mentioned about Intuit, it's just like having a car right now where you can't work on it yourself. It's either forced obsolescence or they're making it so complicated that the little guy can't learn it or doesn't have the time to learn it. And so inflation, folks, is going to be different for different people based on their lifestyles and based on their regions. So even though we have a deflationary, stagflationary environment, now that they're printing money with this repo rate thing for the banks, they could literally overnight delegitimize the Federal Reserve note and send us into a huge...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just wrapping up a news conference at the State Department discussing the airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq a few days ago. After the foreign minister of Iran says that Qasem Soleimani was in Iraq on a diplomatic mission, Pompeo says...
His first statement that is Soleimani was traveling to Baghdad on a diplomatic mission. Anybody here believe that? Is there any history that would indicate that it was remotely possible that this kind gentleman, this diplomat of great order, Qasem Soleimani, had traveled to Baghdad for the idea of conducting a peace mission? I made you reporters laugh this morning. That's fantastic. We know that wasn't true.
As Puerto Rico continues to assess damage from an earthquake there yesterday, two more strike today. At least one person is dead. At least eight people have been injured. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Sheevan's with us, joining us. Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just got one little example of this inflation, that how things have so inflated. I like to look at old type aircraft and read about them and different things like that. And in the start of, or at the end, I should say, of World War II, excuse me, there, the United States was creating a jet bomber, and it was sort of ended up like a little trainer, a jet-powered aircraft, not a bomber, I'm sorry. Anyway, and at the end of this little blurb explaining it, and then I went into some more, it said it cost $140,000 to develop this jet. It did not see any action or anything in World War II, but anyway, it says in today's money, that would be $1.53 million. And it just, that just blew my mind. You know, you think about that. And then I'll hang up here in just a second. But, Rich, I've got two terms I would like you, and I'll hang up and listen. But I've got two terms I would like you to explain maybe a little further. I think I know what they are, but I'm not quite positive. One is the term you've used called velocity of money. And then the second term is the repo rate. That sounds like the rate at which they're repossessing houses or something. I don't quite, and I'm sure there's other people that don't quite grasp all of that either, but, and maybe I've just missed it, but I think I've listened to the whole program. But anyway, if you could, I'll hang up and let you go on, and I'd like you to, I'd like to understand those a little better.
Okay, Kyle, sure. One thing, Kyle, before you leave, you and I are scheduled for Friday at 9 o'clock. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Okay, 9 o'clock your time, right?
Right. Yep. 9 o'clock our time. Great. I'll see you then. Thanks. Right, thanks for calling in, Kyle.
You bet.
Okay. What the repo rate is, folks, is I talk about that. The repurchase is basically the banks. They have to balance their books on the overnight rate, which is every day. So the bank reserves are almost gone. In other words, the banks are going broke. It's not just a liquidity issue, it's a solvency issue. And you got to ask yourself, how can banks go broke with fractional reserve lending? And where they need, say, $10 on hand to lend out $100. I mean, how can you allow a business to fall through the cracks with that type of lack of balance and illegitimacy? But this whole system is so corrupt. It's basically, the best way to put it, is another QE, another quantitative easing, another printing money out of thin air. And that's the best, simplest way to look at the repo rates. When people say that, that's exactly what's happening. This is just like quantitative easing or QE1, QE2, QE3. It's printing money out of thin air to protect the elite. Welfare for the banks. Welfare for the big corporations. And a lot of that money is going into, and we don't even know where the money is going. Just like Dr. Mark Skidmore discovered that we have $21 trillion missing that supposedly went to the DOD and HUD. Well, that's a lot of money. So when we don't know what we're printing and where the money's going, and we're sending billions of dollars of cash to our enemies via pallets, no one knows anything. The whole system is illegitimate. So they have to basically keep the system alive with Keynesian economics, with a demographic system that I've spent a lot of time, which is the biggest growth group through 2050 in America are old people. Old people are not spenders because they're going broke. They're dying. So the system has to keep itself alive by printing money, and that goes to the velocity of money. Velocity of money is, let me give you an example. Let's say me, you, and Vince, and Vince's family were lined up in a line. And the velocity of money, okay, I gave you, Kyle, $10 for a product or a service. Then the next day, you gave $10 to Vince. The next day, Vince gave $10 to one of his family members or a neighbor or a store down the street. But it was only done every day. Velocity of money means that when the velocity, when I talk about velocity of money, it means in the context of speed and how much money is changing hands. So when the velocity of money slows down to one purchase per day versus a thriving economy, which could be 10 purchases per day, where that money goes from Peter, Paul, Mary, John, Sue, Mary, and just keeps going several times a day. That's a healthy velocity of money. That's a healthy economy. But we have so much debt, from household debt, government debt, and mostly corporate debt, that we're so over-leveraged and people are afraid. And that's one of the reasons I give a lot of these statistics. You know, like the one I gave earlier, where 70% of Americans, I have the article right here, don't have $1,000 in their saving. And here's another article right here where companies are borrowing more money to create the illusion of profitability. Again, that goes back to stock buybacks and everything I just mentioned. So we need to look at a lot of these barometers or measurements of what a healthy economy is. But if we got to continue to print money out of thin air, and it goes to the elite, and then the money goes into the system, again, not for the expansion of companies, new infrastructure, new products or services, or research and development, or employees. It's going to literally, and not even acquisitions and mergers, it's going into share buybacks, dividends, and executive cash. And they put it all in their pocket through the cashing in of stock options, which is one example. So the money is being printed at an alarming rate and not getting to the people, because the elite want the people to be their slaves. They need the people, the little people, to pour their coffee. They need the little people for all this stuff. And that's what makes the economy churn. But see, we don't have a capitalistic economy anymore. So when you hear the left saying, oh, capitalism's bad, it's because capitalism, because of greed, because of fraud, because of corruption, is no longer capitalism. And stock buybacks is just one example. So when the people see that the money is going, then not only are they creating more debt and less expansion for the people, they're seeing the executives and CEOs' pockets get filled with cash at the expense of the cost shifting to the little people. And everything is being cost shifted. And I've mentioned this article a few times before. It's an inflation chart. It was like the top few inflations. And this is probably, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 months old, but I love this chart because it really shows and it explains how political correctness works. And this is one of the reasons, folks, that I always try and dovetail financial, economic, social, and political issues together. What this chart shows, making a long story short, is hospital services, educational textbooks, college tuition, car insurance, medical care services, and prescription drugs are the 6 highest. So basically, health care, things to do with college, and medical insurance, or things to do with medical, the highest, I mean, prescription drugs, they have like an 800% inflation rate. Well, why is that? Because we have illegal immigrants coming here. They can go into an emergency room visit and not have to pay for it, so you have to pay for it through cost shifting. How about college? Well, when we give free college away to certain people because they come from a certain area or whatever group they're from, the cost shifting occurs to the people. Why is car insurance so expensive? Well, we're given, certain states are giving driver's license to illegal immigrants. When they get in the car, do you think they have car insurance? If you do, please send me a check, and I will buy a bridge and put it in your name. It's all the cost shifting at the highest levels of inflation is being paid for by the little people. So when you have this kind of debt, and this is why I've given so many lectures, if you will, about bonds and interest rates and just the overall debt situation. So many people thought interest rates were going to go through the moon. I said, not yet, because remember when they raised the 10-year yield to like a little over 3% and everything came crashing down a couple of years ago? We have too much debt for commerce. And this is also affecting consumer confidence as well. So people are holding on to their money more. People are voting with their feet. They're leaving the high taxes and insurance states like the West Coast and the Northeast and the Illinois of the country. And they're going to Florida, Texas, and especially the Rocky Mountain states. Now, you can look at statistics all day long and say, well, this isn't so. Well, you know, you can look at Montana, for example. The population base is going into the mountains, the Missoulas, the Kalispells, the Bozemans. And a lot of the rest of the state might have water issues, might be, you know, flat land, might be more windy, might be considered uninhabitable by some people. It all depends on your interests and hobbies. As I always say, live where you recreate. So statistics and data can also be skewed so the powers that be can deliver the message that they want so they can control the people. So did I explain that stuff okay, Vince?
Well, let's put it this way. In simple terms, the velocity of money is the rate at which money turns over. When we say money, we're not talking really money. We're talking about digits, okay? We'll call it cash. We'll talk about currency. The rate at which currency turns over, purchase to purchase to purchase, or person to person to person, or institution to institution, like a store to a customer to a store to, you know, the next customer and so forth. And the repurchase rate is the repo rate, which is the short version of repurchase rate, is describes banks borrowing money so they are liquid tomorrow, the overnight banking borrowing rate. And that's what that is. So in simple terms, it's banks borrowing money so they can stay liquid for tomorrow. It's just overnight. So when the velocity of money slows down, people spend it more carefully. When the velocity of money slows down, people are putting their digits into savings, or they're paying off debt. It's not going from person to person to person to person to person. That is what the velocity of money is, and that is what the repo rate is. Robert in Kansas is on hold, and he will be with us right after these few short commercial announcements.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112.
That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Class, if I were to sum up the salient point of Rich Evans' class presentation today in six words, it would be the following. Quote, there is no one to call. There is no one to call. End quote. You're on your own. Be careful whom you trust. More and more people are not honoring the commitments they've made, commitments of any kind. And people are more cavalier with commitments they make. Meaning, well, yeah, I really didn't mean that. You know, I said I'd said I'd pay you on Tuesday, but that $200, well, I needed because I had another problem. I had to pay this other guy, so I can't pay you. So as soon as I'm done paying him off, I can start paying you off. And, you know, maybe I'll be able to pay you soon. Maybe, you know, in a week, maybe. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was wondering if you thought that we should draft women into the military and then kill them on the front lines with a war with Iran. Did that sound like a good idea?
Robert, where do you come up with this stuff?
Well, I'm just wondering, since we're equal now, wouldn't it be kind of a sexist thing not to draft women into the military and force them into combat on the front lines?
I know I know where you're going with this, and I understand your philosophy. However, I feel that every group, including women, have been used to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job, and the military is a job. If we would have kept our standards and expectations for each job high, like it was many years ago, we wouldn't have these division issues. So if the standards are high and someone can compete and pass the physical or the written tests with high standards without dropping it down based on what group you have, meaning lowering the qualifications, if they could do that, I'm all for it. I don't care what group anybody's from. I have a problem with lowering the bars of standards and expectations, which creates division, which foments hate, And with the, one of the worst things that has happened to this country across the board for every job is the lowering of bars of standards and expectations based on what group you're in. And this has metastasized, Robert, like a cancer throughout all of the mainstream media, politics, corporate America, big government. It's gotten to the point where the bars and standards have been so low that we can't even compete anymore in society and consumerism. So that's my comment on that.
Robert, before you ask another question, what is your thought? Do you think women should be on the front lines of the military and have targets on them as well?
Well, you put women on the front lines of combat, you're a Satanist. You're satanic. You understand? You're an evil person. And so, you know, that's what we're dealing with, guys. You never bring up the evil that is responsible for all this. They teach you in school that men and women are equal, separate, that they're your competitor, and you guys believe it. You got to understand you're being lied to. Woman was made to be a companion of man, not an equal, free entity, separate from him. And so,
Robert,
you know,
Robert, hold it.
A little bit of a tangent. You know, statistically, worldwide, combat deaths are 99.9% man. Workman mortality is 94% male. Homicides and suicides are 76 and 75% respectively. So male privilege is not a thing. Trust me. It's all about taking down the people, divide and conquer, and that's what it's all about. I totally agree that women should be protected. However, when the powers that be are misrepresenting women and saying that you need to do this and do that and demand to feel entitled and cry wolf and lower the bars of standards and expectations, just like this Kavanaugh thing. All the women who with the Kavanaugh effect said they lied except for that Blasey Ford, whatever her name is. You cannot allow a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability, or group identity politics, or victim group status to apply. So I'm not disagreeing with your last comment. I'm saying that if political correctness was controlled, we wouldn't be using all these people and all these groups to lower the bars of standards and expectations.
Rich Sheedman, just a quick comment. Robert, did I hear you say that Rich Sheedman and I are evil because we think that men and women are equal in the eyes of God? Did I hear you say that?
That absolutely is Satan's order to place women above or beside man. That is the order of Satan. You know, that's what that is. God's order places man above woman in all respects.
So did you, I just want to make sure I hear this before I throw you overboard for good. Did you say that Rick Sheedman and I are evil? Is that what you said?
Absolutely not, Vincent. I said the order that we are taught is satanic. That's what I said. You and Rick Sheedman, I love you guys. I'm saying
okay,
that
I want to make sure I heard you very clearly, because if you said I was evil and
no,
you said Rich Sheedman,
no,
you'd be out of here forever. All right, Robert,
that's
thank you for your call.
Mean,
appreciate it.
Okay.
Rich Sheedman, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a
pleasure. By the way, class, you're hearing my temper getting shorter and shorter.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.